وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lessons we taken from the رسالة of Sheikh Abdullah بن صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. أحاديث، نعم you can take, yes, anyone who doesn't have it can take a copy. Yes, if you want a copy, you can get one. Always is better when following a class to have a book to look at. Because we learn through listening and also we learn through reading. And when you combine, it's better than when you use only one method. We stopped in the hadith that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Abu Huraira that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that the Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-umratu ila al-umrati kafaratu lima baynahuma. Umrah to umrah, between two umrah is kafara, is expiation, lima baynahuma, that which is between them. What you did of sin between when you make umrah until you make another umrah is forgiven. You make umrah and then you make another one. Between those two umrah, what you did of sin is forgiven. والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. And the Hajj of Mabrur, the Hajj which the person is bar, is obedient, doesn't have a reward other than paradise, other than Jannah. The Shaykh said, والحج المبرور له أوصاف. الأول أن تكون النفقة من مال حلال. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. حديث أخرجه مسلم. The حج المبرور, the accepted حج, the حج that the person who performed is bar, is obedient, he did well in his حج. The Shaykh said has characteristics. The first one, that the wealth which is used to perform tahajj, the transportation or whatever the person is using, the expense he's using for performing hajj, our time ticket for instance, all that to be lawful, from halal, from lawful sources, not wealth which is stolen or was deceived from people. It has to be halal nafaqah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah tayyib, Allah azza wa jal is tayyib. Allah is good, subhanahu, doesn't accept that which is good. So someone stealing people's property, deceiving them, betraying them, or dealing with riba, dealing with gambling, dealing with selling idols, wal-iyadu billah, or alcohol, or drugs, and he earned from that, he making hajj, this person, regardless what he does in hajj time, his hajj is not mabrur, because he used that which is not tayyib. الثاني إخلاص العمل لله تعالى ومتابعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Second characteristics of the Hajj of Bar of Mabrur, the Hajj which is accepted, is the person to do solely for the sake of Allah and also to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in how he is performing the Hajj. So someone make Hajj to show off, that's not Hajj Mabrur. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma labbayka hajjan wa umrah, la riya wa la sum'ah, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh Allah, I am intending Hajj and Umrah without riya or sum'ah, without showing off, either in action or in a statement. So person has to do the Hajj solely for Allah, and also mutaba'at al-Rasul has to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in performing the Hajj. So no innovations, no additions, no missing the pillars, fulfilling the mandatories. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed Sahaba how to perform Hajj, and he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, take from me your way of worship, how to do the ibadah. The Shaykh said, الثالث, البعد عن المعاصي والآثام والبدع والمخالفات, to avoid from the sin, to refrain, to avoid from the sin and innovations and disobedience. So the believer who is performing Hajj to be in a state of obedience, so he avoid the sinning, whatever it is. He avoid the innovations. No touching the walls of the Kaaba, seeking blessings, or Maqam Ibrahim, or even touching the black stone, believing that the black stone benefits, he get health because of the black stone. None of that. He only touched where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched when he was making Hajj, when he was making Umrah. So no innovations. الرابع حسن الخلق ولين الجانب والتواضع في مركبه ومنزله في تعامله مع الآخرين وفي جميع أحواله كما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجته. قال ابن عبد البر رحمه الله, الحج المبرور هو الذي لا رياء فيه ولا سمعة ولا رفث ولا فسوق, ويكون بمال حلال. The Sheikh, he said, the fourth characteristics of the person who his Hajj is mabrur, his Hajj is accepted, is to have a good conduct, a good manner, easiness, humbleness in his transportation, in his place where he resides, in his dealing with the others, in all his affairs. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be. This great scholar Ibn Abdul Barr rahimahullah said that the Hajj which is accepted is the Hajj there is no showing off. And also there is nothing, no indulging in the women's affair, is talking about the women is in it, or fusuq, or disobedience. And he also is going to be from a lawful source, yani provision. Then the Shaykh said, وَمِمَّا يَتَأَكَّدُ فِي حَقِّ الْحَاجِ أَنْ يُعَظِّمَ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَيَسْتَشْعِرَ فَضْلَ الْمَشَاعِرِ وَقِيمَتَهَا فَيُؤَدِّي مَنَاسِكَهُ عَلَى صِفَةِ التَّعْظِيمِ وَالْإِجْلَالِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْخُضُوعِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَعَلَامَةُ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يُؤَدِّيَ شَعَائِرَ الْحَجِّ بِسَكِينَةِ وَوَقَارِ وَيَتَأَنَّى فِي أَفْعَالِهِ وَأَقْوَالِهِ وَيَحْذَرَ الْعَجَلَةَ الَّتِي عَلَيْهَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الزَّمَانِ ويعود نفسه الصبر في طاعة الله تعالى فإن هذا أقرب إلى القبول وأعظم للأجر. Then the Shaykh said, what's more emphasized with regard to the Hajj is to honor the symbols of Allah, the signs of Allah, and to feel the virtue and the status of the Mashair, where he is, the places he is, in Makkah, in Muzdalifah, in Arafah, in Mina, also what he is doing of ibadat. So he performed the ibadah while he is in a state of glorifying and magnifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in a state of love of Allah azza wa jal, in a state of humility and humbleness. And the sign of that is that he performed the acts of Hajj in a state of tranquility. Tranquility and stability. So he avoid hastening and hurrying up. He does things in an easy, in a gentle way. And he trained himself to be patient in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's more close to accept and bigger ajr, bigger in reward. Then the Shaykh said, وَقَدْ حَثَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ عَلَى تَعْظِيمِ شَعَائِرِهِ وَإِجْلَالِهَا وَحِفْظِ حُرُمَاتِهِ وَصِيَانَتِهَا فَقَالَ تَعَالَى ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ قال تعالى ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب والمراد بحرمات الله كل ما له حرمة وأمر باحترامه من عباده أو غيرها ومن ذلك المناسك كلها والحرم والإحرام وشعائر الله إعلام الدين الظاهرة ومنها المناسك كلها كما قال تعالى إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فتأمل أخ المسلم ذلك فإن الله تعالى جعل تعظيم شعائره ركن التقوى وشرط العبودية وجعل تعظيم حرماته سبيلا لنيل العبد ثواب الله تعالى وجزيل عطائه ومن تأمل في حج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونظر فيها نظر المستفيد المتأسي لاح له تعظيم شعائر الله بأبرز صوره وأوضح معانيه في جميع أقواله وأفعاله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. The Shaykh said, Rahimahullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged to magnify his sha'airi, his ibadat, and to preserve subhanahu wa ta'ala his prohibitions. And Allah mentioned that the one who magnify the sanctuary of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's good for him. And also, that is from the piety of the hearts. So the Muslim to honor everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor. Whether it is ibadah or the people. Whether it is the places like the haram and the ihram. And the sha'airullah is the act of worship which is apparent. Like the Adhan, like the Eid, like Safa wal Marwa. Walking between Safa wal Marwa, min sha'airillah. So the Shaykh advised to ponder on that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made honoring and magnifying his ibadat, and what he honored is a pillar and a condition of taqwa. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that magnifying his hurumat is a way of receiving and achieving Allah's reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said, whoever look into the hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a way he wants to benefit from that and he wants to follow it, he will see how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humble in his hajj and how he honored the act of worship he was performing. In his statement, in all his actions, by the blessings and peace of Allah be upon the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And the Shaykh makes in dua, said, Allahumma aj'al amalana salihan wa liwajhika khalisan wa wafiqna lima tuhibu wa tarda wa ahshurna fi zumratil muttaqin wa alfaqna bi ibadika salihin wa aghfir lana wa liwalidina wa li jami'il muslimin wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. At-targhib fi al-udhiyati wa bayanu fadliha. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال ضحى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكبشين أملحين أقرنين الحديث أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. This is the title the Shaykh he made for encouraging the udhiya, sacrificing and mentioning its status and virtue. Anas radiallahu anhu reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is lower bi kabshayn, two ramis, amlahayn, white, with white color, or most of it was white, aqranayn, with horns. So it was from the sheep, it was male, was white, or most of it was white, and it had horns. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة 10 سنين يضحي أخرجه أحمد والترمذي وسنده حسن. Reported by Ibn Umar, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in Medina 10 years. All these 10 years he was sacrificing, he was making udhiyah. The hadith is Hassan. The Sheikh said, في الحديثين دليل على مشروعية الأضحية والترغيب فيها والحث على فعلها. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فعل شيئا على وجه الطاعة والقربة ولم يكن مختصا به كان ذلك مستحبا في حق أمته على أرجح الأقوال. In the two hadith, the legislation of sacrifice and the encouragement of doing it. Because if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does something in a form of worship and gets closeness to Allah, and it wasn't specific to him, was not restricted to him, then it's recommended for his ummah based on the strongest opinion. And the Shaykh said, وَقَدْ اخْتَلَفَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ فِي وُجُوبِ الْأُضْحِيَةِ أَوْ كَوْنِهَا سُنَّةٍ مُؤَكَّدَةٍ وَالْأَحْوَطُ لِلْمُسْلِمِ أَلَّا يَتْرُكَ الْأُضْحِيَةَ مَعَ قُدْرَتِهِ عَلَيْهَا لِأَنَّ أَدَاءَهَا هُوَ الَّذِي يَتَعَيَّنُ بِهِ بَرَاءَةُ ذِمَّتِهِ وَالْخُرُوجُ مِنْ عُهْدَةِ الطَّلَبِ أَحْوَطُ وَأَمَّا غَيْرُ الْقَادِرِ الَّذِي لَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا مُؤْنَةُ أَهْلِهِ فَإِنَّ الْأُضْحِيَةَ لَا تَلْزَمُهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَيْهِ دَيْنٌ فَإِنَّهُ يُقَدِّمُ عَلَى الْأُضْحِيَةِ لِوُجُوبِ إِبْرَاءِ الذِّمَّةِ عِنْدَ الِاسْتِطَاعَةِ وأما الافتراض لشراء الأضحية فإن كان الإنسان يرجو وفاء كمن له مرتب أو نحوه فإنه يقترض ويضحي وإن كان لا يرجو وفاء فإنه لا يقترض لئلا يشغل ذمته بشيء لا يلزمه في مثل هذه الحالة في مثل حاله فعلى الإنسان أن يضحي عن نفسه وأهل بيته ويشركهم في ثواب الأضحية لينال بذلك عظيم الأجر امتثال لأمر الله تعالى واقتداء بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث ضحى عن نفسه وأهل بيته وفي الأضحية إحياء سنة أبينا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام وفيها تقرب إلى الله تعالى بإراقة الدم وفي الأضحية توسعة على الأهل والفقراء يوم العيد والهداء لذوي القربى والجيران وذبح الأضحية أفضل من الصدقة بثمنها لما فيها من تعظيم الله تعالى بذبحها تقربا إليه وإظهار شعائر دينه وغير ذلك من المصالح التي تربو على مصلحة الصدقة بثمنها وإذا كان المقصود بالأضحية هو الذبح تقربا إلى الله فإنه ينبغي للإنسان أن يذبح أضحيته في بيته وأن يأكل منها ويطعم ويطعم قال تعالى عن الهدي فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير والمراد بشديد الحاجة المعدم من المال وعليه فلا أرى نقل الأضحية إلى البلاد التي تظهر فيها الحاجة بأن يرسل الدراهم ليضحي بها عنه لأمرين الأول أن الأضحية شعيرة من شعائر الدين التي تتعلق بالإنسان وفي ذبحها في البيت إحياء لهذه الشعيرة وإدخال السرور على الأهل والأولاد وإرسالها يفوت ذلك ثاني أنه بإمكان الإنسان القادر أن يبعث إلى تلك البلاد دراهم أو أطعمة أو أكسية أو نحو ذلك وقد يكون نفعه أكثر من لحم الأضحية. The Sheikh حفظه الله, he mentioned that the people of knowledge differ on the ruling of sacrifice, أضحية, is it a mandatory or is it highly recommended. The Sheikh said, what's more safe that a Muslim shouldn't leave sacrificing if he is able. Some ulama, they say, sacrifice is a mandatory. Some of they say it's not a mandatory. Is highly recommended. The Sheikh said the safe side is whoever is able to sacrifice, to be free from mada, from doubt, to make sure he is free from. In case it's a mandatory, then he free himself. And the one who is able, the one who is not able is the one who doesn't have accept what he fears himself and his family. As for the one who there is debt on him, he pay the debt first. Before he make udhiyah. As for borrowing money to sacrifice, to sacrifice, if the person expected that he will pay it, if he borrow money, for instance, now how much is the sheep now? Yes, about 450. I didn't know that. That's a lot. 450. Yes, $450. He said $450 for a sheep. Yes. 300, around 300, 450 is a lot. Okay, 300, 350. Yes. Sant. على كل حال, if you are able, it's worth it than thousands of dollars. Okay. Okay. طيب. على كل حال. الحمد لله, if you have it, if you have it, even if it is thousands of dollars, you sacrifice, because it's Allah who gave to you the money. And it's Allah who you are slaughtering for. It's Allah His. Allah gave it to you, you give it back, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives you better and bigger. So you don't worry about it's expensive or not, as long as you have it. If you don't have it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. So Shaykh, he said, as for borrowing money to buy udhiya and to sacrifice, if the person expected that he will pay it, like someone who has salary and the like, the Shaykh said, Shaykh sees that he should borrow and sacrifice. But if he doesn't hope he will pay, then the Shaykh said he shouldn't borrow. So he doesn't make, alhamdulillah, something mandatory on himself. The Shaykh said, upon the person to sacrifice on behalf of himself, from himself, on behalf of his family members. So they shared the reward with him. To get a greater reward, and also to follow Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since he slaughtered for himself and from his family. And slaughtering in sacrifice, there is revival of the sunnah of our father, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sunnah ta'abina Ibrahim, our father Ibrahim. Prophets are fathers for their followers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam means in the position of his status. Wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are what? Our mothers. وَأَزْوَاجُهُ مَهَاتُهُمْ. The ulama, they say, the followers of the prophets are their children. When Prophet Lut said to those people, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِهُنَّ, these are my daughters. The ulama, they say, wasn't his daughters, means blood daughters. But the Prophet, he's in a position of a father for the ummah he was sent to. That's why he teaches them everything, how to use bathroom, everything. Just like a father and a mother should teach his child how to use bathroom. Prophets, they do that. The Sheikh said, so in sacrifice, it's reviving of the sunnah of our father, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam, wa ala nabiyyina Muhammad, afdal salatu wassalam. And also, in doing so, is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by shedding blood for his sake. And also is feeding the family, the poor, on the day of Eid. Also giving as a gift to the relative and to the neighbor. Naam. Rather, there is hadith. Ma amila ibn Adam, yawma nahr amalan, a'damu ila Allahi wa ahabbu ilayhi min iraqati dami. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Son of Adam doesn't do on the day of nahr any action more greater and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than slaughtering. So that's the greatest action you do the day of Eid. Then the Shaykh said, slaughtering is better than giving the value of the animal of money. If we say now it's $450, which one is better? This $450 to take it, buy animal, sacrifice for the sake of Allah as udhiyah, or you take the $450 and you give to the orphan, to the needy. The Shaykh say giving it, slaughtering is bigger reward. And the Shaykh also mentioned, also, since the udhiyah is to get close to Allah, a person should do that with his own hands in his house. And he should eat from it, and he should feed others. Because Allah said, فَكُلُوا مِنَا, eat from it, وَهَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ, and feed the needy one. The Shaykh said, based on that, I don't see to send the udhiyah to another land where there's a lot of need. by sending the money to slaughter there. The Sheikh said, I don't see that. For two reasons. The sacrifice is ibadah, it's an act of worship, which is connected to the person. And person doing it is reviving this act of worship. And also putting joy in the heart of the family and the children. And sending it to another land, make these two reasons, two things, dismisses these two reasons. He doesn't slaughter it, he doesn't eat from it, his family don't eat from it. This act of worship is not known. The Sheikh said to slaughter in the house. But here, this country, they don't allow us to slaughter in the house. So when the Sheikh is to slaughter in the house, don't read this fatwa, and you take 10 goats to your house. And next, you see the police there and so too many codes here. Because this fatwa, the Sheikh is talking about, Hafidhahullah, where person is able to slaughter the animal in his house. As I believe happened in many Muslim lands, like Saudi Arabia. So you bring your own animal, you slaughter in front of your house. Yes. But some country know they have a system they don't allow. There is a designated area, that's where. Sometimes some of us may see a fatwa of Sheikh Fawzan or other scholars, Afidahumullah wa akramahum, and this fatwa is to a specific land or to a specific individual. And one of us take this fatwa and he apply himself. And now he says Sheikh Fawzan said this. La, Sheikh Fawzan, he didn't mean this fatwa to you. Yes. So this is the example. Sheikh said he should slaughter in his house. Can we do that now? We can't do that. The government don't allow us. So the Sheikh is talking about where the system allows to slaughter. Also, so the Sheikh said he sees that Ulhiya shouldn't be sent to another land. Rather, the person should slaughter in his himself. Means in where he is. So he revived this sunnah, this sha'ira of act of worship, slaughtering for Allah. Also, he feed his family, his neighbor. The Sheikh said, as for sending it to another country, he should send instead money. He slaughtered animal, he sacrificed in where he is, and he sent money or food or clothes to the other lands where he was going to send to the Udhiyah. And that's better for them than the meat of the animal. Those needy people in other land, they need money. They need food, they need clothes more than they need meat. Because they can use the money whatever they want. They can keep the food months. Meat doesn't remain months, especially where there is no refrigerator. They can use the clothes years. So the Sheikh say, if someone is care about the other people, that's why he's sending the udhiyah, he should send money instead. As for Udhiyah, he should do it for himself with his hand. If he's not able with his hand, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam assigned Ali radiallahu anhu to slaughter the rest of the Hadi, then he should watch when being slaughtered. This is also the Sunnah. If you are not able to slaughter, or you don't know how to slaughter, which is not excuse. You should learn how to slaughter. It's not difficult. It's good. It's easy. Just see it being done and then do it. But at least whatever the reason is, you may be a sick person, maybe in a wheelchair, is not able. Then now at least watch when your own animal is being sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Sheikh said, ذِكْرُ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَحْكَامِ الْأُضْحِيَةِ عَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تذبحوا إلا مسنة إلا أن يعصر عليكم فتذبحوا جذعة من الضأن لا تذبحوا إلا مسنة إلا أن يعصر عليكم فتذبحوا جذعة من الضأن. The Sheikh said, reported by Jabir ibn Abdullah, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not slaughter except a musinna. Musinna, an animal with age, not baby. Sheikh will explain what that musinna means, inshallah. Unless it's difficult for you, in which case slaughter a jada'a from sheep. A jada'a from sheep. الشيخ سأل الحديث دليل على أن شرط صحة الأضحية أن تبلغ السن المعتبرة شرعا لقوله لا تذبح إلا مسنة. والمسنة بضم الميم وكسر السين والنون المشددة وهي الكبيرة بالسن. والمسنة بضم الميم وكسر السين والنون المشددة مسن وهي الكبيرة بالسن. فمن الإبل ما تم له 5 سنين ومن البقر ما تم له 2 سنين ومن الغنم ما تم له 1 سنة وهذا هو الثني من بهيمة الأنعام. ويستثنى من الغنم الضأن فتجوز التضحية به إذا كان جذعا وهو ما تم له 6 أشهر. وظاهر الحديث أنه لا يجزئ الجذع من الضأن إلا عند تعسر المسنة إما بفقدها أو العجز عنها، لكن حمله الجمهور على الاستحباب فقالوا تجزئ الجذعة من الضأن ولو مع وجود الثنية لأدلة أخرى تدل بمجموعها على جواز التضحية بالجذع. In this hadith, the Sheikh said the hadith is a proof that it's a condition for the udhiya, for the sacrifice to be valid, to reach the specific age that the Sharia wants, certain age. You cannot slaughter any kind of animal. And that is from the camel when it reaches 5 years, at least. 6, 7, it is to you, but at least 5 years. The cow, at least 2 years. The goat, at least 1 year. Except if it is ماذا, the sheep, 6 months is accepted for the one who cannot get the 1 year. The Sheikh said this, the apparent meaning of the hadith shows that it's not accepted the sheep unless it's not accepted 6 months unless the person cannot find 1 year. But the majority of scholars, they say this is in a form of istihbab, recommended. Otherwise, it is sufficient to slaughter 6 months, even if you have 1 year, because of other proofs, other ahadith, which shows the permissibility of doing so. So now, you can only slaughter from 3 kinds of the animal, from the camel, from the cattle, cow, and from the mala, from the sheep. Now, male or female? Male or female, and male is more like, but both is sufficient. Sheikh will mention inshallah. So make sure if you slaughter camel, one person can slaughter, and how many can share? 7. The same thing a cow, one can slaughter or 7 can share, but as for what? As for the sheep, only one individual and whoever he intended from his family members. Two family, they cannot. Two son and his father live in 2 houses. The son, he moved, he has his own wife, kids. They cannot share. They are not one family. They are 2 family now. But if that son live with the father, now father is slaughtered on behalf of him, it go under. So the camel no less than 5 years. The cow no less than 2 years. By that, the sheep no less than 1 year, except if it is I mixed the goat and the sheep in it. Naam. Al-ghanam, aam. Al-ghanam was in English. Al-ghanam, in Arabic, you call four kinds. يعني two kinds, male and female, male and female. The one with a lot of hair, what do you call it? Sheep. That's called ghanam. Whether it is male or female is called ghanam. The one without a lot of hair, what do you call it? Goat. That has male and female. All these four is called in Arabic ghanam. So all is legislated. And the male is more likely. Therefore, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he slaughtered a male. But it's permissible to also slaughter a female. Then the Sheikh said, وَإِذَا اشْتَرَى الْإِنسَانُ الْأُضْحِيَةَ تَعَيَّنَهَا إِمَّا بِاللَّفْظِ كَقَوْلِ هَذِهِ أُضْحِيَةٌ أَوْ بِذَبْحِهَا يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ بِنِيَّةِ الْأُضْحِيَةِ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَتَلَفَّظْ بِذَلِكَ قَبْلَ الذَّبْحِ وَأَمَّا الشِّرَاءُ بِنِيَّةِ الْأُضْحِيَةِ فَهُوَ مَوْضُعُ خِلَافٍ بَيْنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The Sheikh said, if somebody buy the animal to sacrifice, he should specify it by either saying verbally, this is udhiyah, or he is slaughtered on the day of Eid with the intention of udhiyah. Even if he doesn't say that by his mouth, it's for udhiyah before slaughtering. So either he buy it, he says this is udhiyah, verbally, this is udhiyah. Or he doesn't say it, but the day he is slaughtered with the intention of udhiyah. But to buy, the ulama, they differ. As udhiyah, without having that intention, means you go to the market, this animal was also already slaughtered. This was slaughtered already, a great, mashallah, huge sheep was slaughtered by someone. Either he is slaughtered for udhiyah or he is slaughtered for business, selling it. And then you say, Akhi, this is mashallah, it's good. I want to buy this for udhiyah. No. Before you slaughter, before it's slaughtered, you have to specify it to be udhiyah. Name it, this is udhiyah. Or at least it should be slaughtered with the intention of udhiyah. If these two doesn't happen, it's not udhiyah then. It's just a meat. So don't go to the farm and they tell you, look, you were looking for udhiyah. Yes, here it is already has been slaughtered. It's not going to be udhiyah for you. Buy it alive and specify it, or at least when it's being slaughtered, it should be the intention of udhiyah. Then the Sheikh said, فإذا عينها ترتب عليها الأحكام الآتية. If he specify the animal for sacrifice, he say this is udhiya, you buy it, your intention is this is udhiya. They give you a number, this is my udhiya. Okay. There is now consequences. Number one, أنه لا يجوز بيعها ولا هبتها ولا إبدالها إلا بخير منها. وإذا مات من عينها ذبحت عنه وقام ورثته مقامه في الأكل والصدقة والهدي. It is not allowed to sell it. That animal, you buy it for udhiyah, you specify already. If you buy 10 goats, for instance, and you wanted to sell some, and you want some for udhiyah, you have to specify what's for udhiyah. Those you specify for it, you restrict for udhiyah, you are not allowed after that to sell it, nor to give it as a gift, nor to replace it with another one, except if it's better. Muhammad Ali, you understand? You slaughter, yeah, you buy for udhiyah, or it was yours, you didn't buy it, it's from your goats. After you specify and you say this is udhiyah, you are not allowed to sell it, you are not allowed to give it as a gift, you are not allowed to change it with another one, except if it's better. And if it happened, the one who was going to do that, he passed away, that animal should be slaughtered on behalf of him. And his inheritors, those who inherit his children and the like, should stand his position and eat from it. and divided into the give it as sadaqah or as a gift, and a gift. Number two, إذا حصل له عيب يمنع الإجزاء كعرج بين فإن كان بتفريط منه لزمه إبدالها بسليمة وإن كان بدون تفريط منه ذبحها وأجزأت. After he specify that specific animal for أضحية, then here there is a deficiency. Like it has accident, car broke his legs. If it was because of his negligence, he has to replace with a better, with another one. If it wasn't because of his negligence, it is sufficient to slaughter it. So you buy the animal, you specify it, then after that problem happened. If it's because of you, because of negligence, you have to change it with another one similar to it or better. It wasn't because of your negligence. Nothing is on you, just slaughtered the way it is. Number two, إذا ضاعت أو سرقت فإن كان بتفريط منه لزمه بدلها وإن لم يكن بتفريط منه فلا شيء عليه ومتى وجدها ذبحها ولو فات وقت الذبح وعمل بها كما يعمل لو ذبحت أيام لو ذبحت أيام النحر. If he lost that animal which he intended to sacrifice it, or it was stolen, somebody steal it, okay, or it was stolen, or he lost it run, if it because of his negligence, he has to sacrifice another one instead. If it wasn't because of his negligence, nothing is on him. He doesn't slaughter anything. He doesn't have it. It has been stolen or he lost it. It went to the jungle. He looked for it. He couldn't find it. He has nothing to slaughter. Nothing is on him if it wasn't because of his negligence. And in case he finds that he lost or stolen, the person who is stolen, remember Allah, and he come back and say, Astaghfirullah, a year ago, I stolen this sheep from you. From there on, he slaughtered that animal. The same way he would have done if it weren't stolen, he does it. Number four, لا يجوز بيع شيء منها أما ما أهدي إليه أو تصدق به عليه من لحم الأضحية فله تصرف فيها بما شاء من إهداء أو بيع لأنه ملكه ملكا تاما لكن لا يبيع على من أهداه أو تصدق به. The Sheikh said, it's not allowed to sell any part of that animal you are sacrificing for Allah. You slaughter now with the intention of udhiya, alhamdulillah. Now it's udhiya. You are not allowed to sell the head. You're not allowed to sell any part of it. So when it was alive, after you specify, you are not allowed to sell it. You are not allowed to give as a gift. And after you slaughter, you are not allowed to sell. But you are allowed to give as a gift, some of it. How about if someone slaughtered his animal and he give you some of it as a gift? Can you sell it? The Sheikh said yes. You do to it whatever you like, of as giving as a gift or selling it, because in this case it's yours. So one of the brothers, Jazakallahu Khairan, he sacrificed. He brought to you a part of that meat. You can sell it. Go to the market and sell it, that part. Or you can give it to another one as a gift. Because now this is yours. The Sheikh, then he make dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ma alimna minhu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa jannibna munkarat al-akhlaq wal-a'mal wal-ahwa. Wa aghfir Allahumma lana wa liwalidina wa li jami'i al-muslimin. اللهم آمين وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. عيوب الأضحية المانعة من الإجزاء. New chapter. The deficiencies that prevents from the أضحية, making أضحية. There are some deficiencies in the animal. If that, then you are not allowed to use as أضحية. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال: قام فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: أربع لا تجوز في الأضاحي، وفي رواية لا تجزي: العوراء البين عورها، والمريضة البين مرضها، والعرجاء البين ضلعها، والقصيرة التي لا تنقي. أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي والنسائي وغيرهم، وقال الترمذي: حديث حسن صحيح. البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه said: Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم stood among us and said: There are four that are not allowed as sacrifices. There are four that are not allowed as sacrifices. In another report, that will not suffice. There are four that will not suffice. Number one, that wages damage in one eye, and it is damage is obvious. That wages damage, and in one eye, and it is damage is obvious. It's clear. It's not hidden. Number two, that which is sick and it is sickness is obvious. It's clear. It's not hidden. Person look at can see that it is sick. Number three, that which is lame and it is lame is obvious. It cannot walk well. And that number four, the last, and that which is mada emaciated, such that there is no marrow in its bones. Means it's very old, such a way it doesn't have mada marrow in its bones. It's very old. Now, this udhiyah shouldn't have those four things. Number one, what it is? It shouldn't be what? One eye in a clear way. And another one, it shouldn't be? It shouldn't be damaged in one eye in a clear way. Another deficiency, it shouldn't be sick in a clear way. It's apparent that it is sick. Number three, disabled, handicapped. It's clear. It cannot walk. One of the legs is gone and the like. And number four, the old one. Old age. In a way, it doesn't have even anything in its bones. الشيخ said: الحديث دليل على أن هذه العيوب الأربعة مانعة من صحة الأضحية ويقاس عليها غيرها مما هو أشد منها أو مساويا لها. The Sheikh حفظه الله said: This hadith is a proof that these four deficiencies in mala prevent to make the udhiyah sound valid, correct. So any animal with one of these four issues cannot be used as udhiyah. The Sheikh said the same thing, the same ruling applies if it has bigger deficiencies or something like it. The hadith mentioned one eye, it has deficiency in one eye in a clear way. How about if she lost two eyes? Min babi awla. What do you say min babi awla in English? Yes, more like rightfully. Jazakallah khair. قال الشيخ حفظه الله: الحديث دليل على أن هذه العيوب الأربعة مانعة من صحة الأضحية ويقاس عليها غيرها مما هو أشد منها أو مساويا لها. الأولى: العوراء البين عورها، وهي التي انخسفت عينها أو برزت، فإن كان على عينها بياض ولم تذهب جازت التضحية بها، لأن عورها غير بين. ويلحق بالعوراء العمياء من باب أولى، فإنها لا تجزي وإن لم تنخسف عينها، لأن العمى يمنع مشيها مع رفيقاتها ويمنعها من المشاركة في العلف. The Sheikh said, number one, the one who has one eye, one of his eyes is damaged. And it is the one that the color of his eye went out, or it become eye, the eye become out. If there is whiteness in his eye, but it didn't go away, it ceased, then it's allowed to use as udhiyah. Because it's not clear, it is our, it's not clear. The same ruling applies more rightfully with the one who is blind. The one doesn't see anything. Because it cannot go with the animal, it cannot grasp with it, because it doesn't have eyes, doesn't see. Number two, المريضة تبين مرضها وهي التي ظهرت عليها آثار المرض الذي يقعدها عن الرعي مما يسبب لها الهزال ومن ذلك الجرب الظاهر لأنه يفسد اللحم والشحم. The Sheikh mentioned that number two is the one, the sick one, which it is sickness is clear. And it is the one that its sickness is apparent, such a way it cannot go with the animal, it cannot go grass with the animal. And from that he said, Al-Jarab al-Zahir. What is Jarab? Al-Jarab, this illness, sickness, skin disease. The Sheikh said, لأنه is whatever, he said, لأنه يفسد اللحم والشحم. It corrupts the meat and the fat, this sickness. الثالثة العرجاء البين ضلعها أي عرجها والضلع بفتح الضاء واللام هو الغمز فالأرجاء هي التي تغمز في يدها أو رجلها إذا مشت خلقة أو لعلة طارئة والبين عرجها هي التي تتخلف عن القطيع. The Sheikh he mentioned this Al-Arja, the disabled one, is that the one cannot walk with one, its legs, hand or hands, when it goes, either that's the way Allah created or because of something happened to it. And it's the one that cannot go with the animal, the rest of the animal. ويلحق بها الزمنة وهي العاجزة عن المشي لعاهة لأنها أولى بعدم الإجزاء من العرجاء البين ضلعها وكذا مقطوعة إحدى اليدين أو الرجلين لأنها أولى من العرجاء ولأنها ناقصة في عضو مقصود. The same ruling من باب أولى, the one who doesn't have one leg, doesn't have one hand, because it has more deficiency than the one who was يعني hurried but it wasn't able to walk properly. This one doesn't have even the leg itself. So it's losing the leg plus it is a deficiency. الرابعة الكثيرة التي لا تنقي أي لا نقي لها. والنقي بكسر النون وسكون القاف هو المخ التي لا مخ فيها لضعفها. And the fourth is the كثيرة, the one doesn't have marrow because of its weakness. فإن كان العيب يصير فهو معفون عنه. If the deficiency is not that clear, is small, then it is forgiven. كما لو كان في عينها نقطة يصيرة أو العرج يصيرا أو العرج يصيرا لا يؤدي بها إلى القعود عن القطيع فإنها تجزي. وكذا المهزولة التي ليست غاية في الهزال. The Sheikh said, if the deficiency of the animal is not big, then it's forgiven. Still, it's valid to use it as udhiyah. Like if it has a dot in its eye, or it is, yani, al-araj, which is araj again, handicap, the araj, limb, the limb, yes. If it is small, where it can go with the other animal, yeah, it works the same way the animal, wherever they go, it goes. Then in this case, it's accepted. Likewise, the one all, but it's not too much. Then the Sheikh said, وَقَدَّلَّ الْحَدِيثِ بمفهوم على أن ما عدا العيوب الأربعة وما في معناها لا يمنع الإجزاء، وذلك لأن الحديث خرج مخرج البيان والحصر لأنه جواب السؤال، والظاهر أنه كان حال خطبتي وإعلاني وإعلان حال خطبة وإعلان قول البراء قام فينا، ولو كان غير الأربعة مانعا من الإجزاء لزم ذكره، لأن تأخير البيان عن وقت الحاجة لا يجوز، ولا يضر الكيء ولا شق الأذن ولا خرقها ولا كسر القرن، لأن ذلك لا ينقص لحمها، ولأنه يكثر وجوده، والسليمة من ذلك أولى. ولا تجوز الأضحية بمقطوع الألية، لأن ذلك نقص بين في جزء مقصود، أما إذا كانت من نوع لا إلية له بأصل الخلقة فإنها تجزي. The Sheikh said and concluded with this chapter, the hadith shows بمفهومه لا بمنطوقه. What we can understand from hadith that anything other than those four deficiencies and what's like that was this, similar to that, anything less than that, it doesn't prevent to use, to make udhiyah, stop to use the animal as udhiyah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioning to clarify and to make clear what's not allowed to use at udhiyah. And it seems that he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was giving a lecture. So if other than these four deficiencies and what's similar to it doesn't يعني validate the udhiyah, he would have mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he's not allowed to delay the clarification when it's needed. Then the Sheikh, he said, as for al-kayu, what is kayu? When they burn the animal, sometimes they make as a sign. Yes? Brand. Jazakumullah. Or cutting the ear. Or the ear being split, or the broken horn, any of that doesn't affect, can still use it, because that doesn't, the Sheikh said, doesn't decrease the meat. And also this is a lot in the animal, but an animal without that is more better. So the broken matter, broken horn, or ear being cut, or being split, and the like, the Sheikh said, doesn't affect the udhiyah. Some ulama, they say no, but he said, that doesn't affect the meat. But if somebody can get an animal without these deficiencies, then it's more likely. Then the Sheikh said, وَلَا تَجُوزُ التَّضْحِيَةُ بِمَقْطُوعِ الْأَلِيَةِ. It's not allowed to use as udhiya that one which doesn't have a tail. It doesn't have an ilaysa aliya, it's a tail. Or a tail, yes. What's aliya? Yes. Yes. Mu'akharat an animal. So it's not the tail? It's not the tail. Okay. Okay. So this animal has tail in America. So yes, it's a section which there is fat in it, at the back of the animal. The Sheikh said that one is not allowed unless this animal is natural, doesn't have that. Then no problem in that case. But if it has and it's lost, usually then in this case the Sheikh said it cannot be used for ruth here. Then the Sheikh mentioned dua, ask Allah al-Karim to accept from him and for us. اللهم أعذنا من أسباب المخالفة والعصيان وارزقنا تحقيق الإيمان على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا واغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.